In March of this year, Father Capon's remains were finally identified in Hawaii, and just last month they were brought back to his hometown of Pilsen, Kansas, which lies in my district, the Big First District of Kansas. Father Capon grew up on a farm, became a priest in 1940 at 24 years old, and became a U.S. military chaplain 4 years later. Father Capon received a Bronze Star for his valor during the Korean War in 1950 when, in the heat of battle, he rushed to the front lines to retrieve a wounded soldier under heavy machine gun fire, saving that soldier's life with complete disregard for his own safety. He also received the Distinguished Service Cross, which was upgraded to the Medal of Honor in 2013 for another heroic effort in battle that same year. Father Capon rescued nearly 40 wounded comrades from no man's land, disregarded an order to evacuate, choosing to stay with the wounded even though it meant his own capture, and pushed aside an enemy soldier who was about to execute a member of his own battalion. He was put in a POW camp where he gave away his own food and dug latrines before dying a year later. He was a great man and a servant of all who followed Jesus, who said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends."